Assalamu alaikum. Huzur, I wanted to know for the benefit of others the meaning of Amir-e-Shariat, because this title was acquired by the Hazrat Maulana Maududi Sahab and to me.
Adala Shah Sahib Bukhari.
Also Adala Shah Bukhari. And this title to some is really very great. It is only reserved for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
No, not even that. There is no Amir of Shariat.
So would you
there is an Amir of a people. Amir is Sahib-e Amr. Now I'll speak on this subject. The very construction is wrong and meaningless. You know, when the scholarly people of Islam, the earlier speakers, people of the centuries much closer to Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spoke of Share, Sahib-e Shariat, they never referred this to mean Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Share always meant Allah Ta'ala, because it is the enemies of Ahadur sallallahu alaihi wasallam which make people believe that Shariat-e Muhammadiyya, peace be upon him, was invented by Ahadur sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. While the reality is that not a single word of this Sharia or this law was made by Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Share is not the person to whom the law has been revealed. The Share is the person who has revealed the law. So Share is only Allah who has revealed the law, the word. And the recipient of the word is only the recipient of that Sharia and his warden of that Sharia. So the word Amir in reference to Sharia has neither ever been used in the Holy Quran, nor in the tradition, nor in the earlier terminology of Muslim scholars. In the first few centuries, you will never find this mention even remotely, even a shadow of this reference, as applicable to any saintly person, any scholarly person, or even to Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They always said, Share is Allah, and Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a model for us of that Sharia. So Amir means Sahib-e Amr, and Sahib-e Amr in Sharia is only God. And others are demonstrators of Amr, explainers of Amr. And when Amir is used with reference to men, then men become Sahib-e Amr, of course. Ulul Amri Minkum, for instance, in the Holy Quran. So there can be an Amir of Mu'mineen, of course. But never Amir of Holy Quran. And what is Sharia? That is Holy Quran. So how could a person be Amir of Sharia? Amir of followers of Sharia is understandable, of course. But Amir of the Holy Quran, Na'uz Billah min Zalik, that is none but Allah. So this is a term with idolatry stink in it. So Ahmadis don't accept this term as such at all in any sense, except for Allah, but the word Allah, Amir, is not used in connection with Allah either. So this combination is just meaningless, useless, and absolutely worthy of rejection.